With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Country Not Country, a Radio.com podcast. Here are your hosts, Aaron Austin and Nick Russo.
I'm all right. Actually, I'm a little sluggish today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
No caffeine in your system?
Just a little bit, but yeah. Just a little bit, just kind of like,
maybe. I apologize for being so chatty last week because I didn't realize it until you told me, and then I re-listened to the podcast. I was like, wow, I was about a million miles a minute.
Yeah, I was like, you're on crack or something.
Well, that's kind of what it felt like. So, this is also one of our first episodes where we haven't rehearsed anything, really. Like, usually we kind of go over a back and forth about how we're going to do this, but...
Yeah, you just started recording. I was like, okay, well, I guess we're just going to go into it. Well, so, let's do this.
I figured we've done this 33 times. We've gotten pretty good at it. And okay. I saw Maren Morris admitted to shaving on Twitter.
Which... And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And then you told me, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do that too.
Like, y'all shave your face.
Yeah.
Like a man.
Not like a man. You better back up there, son. But, yes, we do shave our face.
Okay, so we'll talk about women shaving, which was new to me. I don't know how I didn't know about that anyway. And then you sent me this video today from Jimmy Fallon where he had Gwen Stefani on singing her songs.
Yeah, because it's the 25th anniversary of Tragic Kingdom or something.
Which was an amazing
album. And so they kind of put a little twist on it. It was pretty awesome.
That'll be our music feature for today. We're going to play a couple of the snippets of mm-hmm. her doing Don't Speak and Spiderwebs.
Yeah.
There was one other one. What's the other one? I know it's a popular
Holler Back Girl.
Holler Back Girl, yes. Okay, so we'll play those Gwen Stefani country. Is it a remix? Whatever.
Yeah.
Also, you... today is a lot about the messages you've sent me, Aaron, because the other one was about retrograde. Mars and Mercury are both in retrograde.
So, yeah. Anytime the world seems a little off or your world seems a little bit off, you know what? There's a good chance Mercury might be in retrograde.
And I'll explain, because I looked into it, what retrograde means mm-hmm. and the really crazy twist to the Mars retrograde
mm-hmm.
that you may already know.
Okay.
And since we're talking about crazy things, I'm reading this book called The Immortal Key, and I'm not going to go super deep because I was telling you about this earlier, and you're like, Nick, I think that's too deep for the podcast. So
again, when you go on your tangents, you go on your tangents. And so I was like, I don't know if anybody listening, I shouldn't say anybody. I can't imagine everybody being like, yes. Yes, that is exactly.
Well, because it's not a sexy topic, and it starts with like religion, really. So that's obviously that's always a tough place to talk about. But
I've been listening to what is that book by Sylvia? That psychic Sylvia Brown.
Oh wow!
Yeah, The End of Days.
Oh
there's
Lord!
Like, I know, right? Just to go off topic, somebody put it on Instagram, and they put a picture of the page where it said in 2020 there would be this pneumonia-like virus, and I was like, okay, I'm
sold. Wait, so you read Sylvia Brown's book and it said
I'm in the process of listening to it because
I don't
read.
So I'm going to go ahead and debunk that because I believe that Sylvia Brown is the world-renowned psychic.
Well,
she's written lots of books.
She wrote lots of books. She is now deceased, so rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Sylvia.
But she was the one that was always on Montel Williams' show.
Yes.
She could see, like, all sorts of stuff.
So she could communicate with members of the audience who have passed away or
yes.
family members. Oh, okay.
She's that lady.
Wow, because that's really crazy, you know. Well, first, I will say that I know that she made lots of claims over time. And so while she did predict that or did write that, there's also some predictions where she didn't get them right. So it's like Nostradamus is the way she strikes me as like the modern version of Nostradamus because she passed away. People read her old writings and they see things that reflect into the future.
Yeah, it's really interesting. But it's funny you say about the religion because I'm listening to the part. So I was taking a shower and I'm like, Alexa, play, you know, Sylvia Brown End of Days. And I'm listening. It was like straight up religion for like my entire shower. And it's like, if anybody were to walk in, not there was anybody in my house, but if they were to listen, they'd be like, what the hell is she listening to?
Well, that now that we're on the subject, the book that I'm reading is about the original communion and how they believe that the original communion was a psychedelic that people would take. And yes, I got this from Joe Rogan, right? Joe Rogan's...
Did you really?
Yes, Joe Rogan.
Oh, my God.
Joe Rogan posted on Instagram that he was reading this book, and dear I was God. Like, you know what? I got to read it.
Oh, okay.
And so, needless to say, they believe that at the beginning of time, people drank alcohol, and mind you, they invented alcohol. Like, at one point, it was an invention. So could you imagine, like, you've got these wheat fields, and then you mix some in some water, and you take a sip, and all of a sudden, you're hallucinating?
Think about the food that we eat, plants and seeds and... say mushrooms, for instance, because you were talking about mushrooms in that communion thing. But who discovered what we can eat and what was poisonous?
Well, that's funny. Another Joe Rogan podcast was about how there are more edible, and all animals are edible. Only a small percentage of plants are edible.
Oh, and again, full circle with a Joe Rogan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I get so much, but it's good information, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
And so this takes me into the is dancing a mating ritual, because that whole conversation we had could kind of break it down in a bunch of different ways. And I was like, what's the most relatable aspect of it? And I think it's that, you know, religion and communion were once like this sort of ritualistic thing. And it still is. If you think about churches, when you accept communion, you know, it is a ritual. And so I started thinking about mating rituals and dancing. So like when you drink and you get drunk, they call alcohol spirits because the original people who created alcohol thought that it awakened you to the underworld of spirits.
Oh, okay.
And so
we're getting deep here. So everybody, we're going deep. It's a warning. We're going deep.
But if you think about dancing, I told you on the phone that if you think about booty shaking music and there's a whole dance floor of people and the girls are shaking their booties and they're dancing, they're like, that is a sex act demonstrated in dance form or can be seen that way. I'm not saying that, but what else could it be? Like, sure.
Like you're doing a mating call.
Exactly. Like, you know, you poke it out or there's a guy or even guys. Think about that. Like when a guy goes into the bar and he's dressed as nice as he can to try and attract a girl, that's like a peacock spreading their feathers, you know? Yeah. It's literally this, like you're going to a place where dancing is a ritual. I think if you went all the way back to the beginning of civilization, dancing was a ritual of some sort. And it would make sense that dancing is a mating ritual. So when we're all out at the bars and stuff, while we're having a good time and we're enjoying our alcohol and our friendship, the real reason people are there is to meet somebody and maybe mate.
And this is why it was not okay in the movie Footloose.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. And I think that maybe you should go dancing more and find a guy.
Really? What? How did that come into the picture?
I know it's a right
turn. Don't I need to find a job first?
Maybe.
Well,
but sure. I was just thinking, we talk about relationships and stuff. And I even say that for myself. Because like when I DJ at the club, I meet more girls than sitting at my house doing nothing.
That's true. Maybe I'll just start posting TikTok videos of me dancing and like see what happens.
I think you came up with that once before, and I don't think that's the move.
Oh, well.
I think you just keep posting the thirst traps on Instagram.
Oh, God. Isn't that funny? I mean, I know I don't ever do that, but I was kind of feeling myself that day. And so I posted that picture. I got many likes, more likes than I think than any other picture. And I thought, wow, the power of boobs is amazing. And that was just
me. And you weren't even being provocative.
No, I wasn't super obnoxious, but it's an interesting experiment to see what gets likes and what doesn't. That was just a little bit of kind of cleavage in a push-up bra. And yeah.
Well, clearly the honey attracted the bees. Did you get DMs because of it?
I got a couple, but it was actually the person that, remember the person that sent the penis picture?
Oh, no.
he sent it not another penis picture. Maybe he did, but I don't open up his messages. So it just goes to the request section.
Oh, so you just saw that he sent you another message.
And I was like, he was like, hey, thirsty, you know, lady or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, Aaron, see, that's the difference between guys and girls on Instagram, too, because, you know, like, if if I try to post a picture where I think that I, like, what's a dude thirst trap? You know what I mean? If you don't have a six pack, there is no thirst trap.
Yeah, no, exactly. Unless you're like, I guess, showing off your money or your car or something else that you think would attract a woman. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really strange. Like the guy thirst traps. Like I know that I did kind of post one a little bit when I posted a swimming video the other day.
Okay.
Like I was like, you know what? I look kind of athletic in this picture or in this video. And plus, I wanted to see what I look like when I'm swimming.
No,
that was another
thing.
It's
kind of like me doing the tennis thing.
Yeah, because you can't have the out-of-body experience to watch. So
right, exactly.
Like, what is the person on the pool deck seeing? Well, you know, and I thought that I was like, wow, you know, I had pretty good form. And I thought I did a good job. And I tried to find a cheesy tie-in to make it relative to why I was sharing it other than to show off that I was going to the gym, you know?
Well, I wouldn't have taken it that way.
Well, I feel like I always feel like I'm trying to tell people that I'm working out, I guess. And it's like this sort of like self, I'm feeling myself because I am working out.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel invigorated. So it's like, well, let me share my feelings of invigoration with everyone. And, you
and
know,
maybe, and, you know what? And maybe like me posting the tennis videos, it motivated somebody else to do it.
You're right. Laura, right?
Yeah. And so maybe it'll, you know, you posting that stuff will get somebody in the pool.
Actually, so real quick, before I go into the thought that I just came up while you were telling me that, is VB and I are done, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I know I was a little over the top and a little passionate a couple episodes ago, but I was really, I felt really good about it.
Do you retract your statement of saying that you'll never want to date anybody else?
Yeah, I retract that one. But I actually, if you listen to the whole episode, I did eventually come back full circle to say that while I know that sounds over the top, the reality is that when I do commit to a woman and do commit to a relationship, my hope and plan is to stay committed and with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I begin the belief of commitment, I am going to believe in commitment.
Okay.
Like, maybe that's a good way to explain it. Like, it was like, look, she gave me another chance. This is in. I'm going to get married, damn it. You know? And obviously it didn't work out. But so the idea was, you said you posted tennis and it attracted friends who also played tennis. Well, actually, my lap picture or video, somebody did on Instagram post like a swimming, like they were going to go swim laps, which I'd never seen them post before. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So it gave me like a little in to be like, oh, so I actually shared that the first dip into the pool when swimming laps always gives me anxiety. Like I have a hard time like getting myself into the pool to start swimming. Like the first step in, I'm almost like, I have to like literally go into my mind and change the way I'm thinking and just do it.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I mean, I know how to swim. Like, I'm a great swimmer. Like, I've swam probably more than I've ran in my life. But it never fails. The first, like, getting into the pool, I have this, like, there's this thing in my head. And I think it probably goes back to when I almost drowned on my 11th birthday or 10th birthday or something. Like, literally almost got swept out to sea and some kid grabbed my hand and saved me. So I think that there might be an inherent fear of water that somehow gets triggered a little bit.
Well, I mean, I'm right there with you.
Like, that'd be a PTSD moment. Maybe that's what it is.
I'm not the strongest swimmer. I can't tread water to save my life. But if there was one time when I was with that guy that shall not be named, we were in Mexico or something, and there was like some, and I think maybe we were snorkeling or trying to snorkel. Maybe it was Mexico. But anyway, I was struggling, and this mom and her daughter could see me, and they're like, are you out here by yourself? And I'm like, no, and they pulled me back to shore, and there he was just off lollygagging, wasn't paying attention to me at all, and knew I couldn't swim that well, and just didn't give a fuck.
Wow, that's crazy.
And there, I was like, no, I'm out here with my fiance, and she's like, well, he shouldn't be anymore.
Oh, man. Well, that would be the second person in that time that told you that.
Yeah.
You can't float? You gotta float?
I mean, on my back, yes, but if I were just, you know, like, if I were on the Titanic and I were Rose or Jack, I would have drowned for sure. Like,
oh, not me. I would have been on a damn door real quick.
Well, like, that, but I mean, if I had to sit there and just figure it out, I would be toast.
Yeah, I've taken quite a few cruises and thought about what it would be like if I had to swim. So apparently one of the fears of the cruise ship water is that I believe that there's a suction from the giant turbines underneath the ship that if you were too close, you would be fighting the current from getting pulled underneath the boat because it's taking so much space that it's creating this, like, it's creating.
Now that freaks me out.
Yeah.
And open water really freaks me out.
Oh,
I can't touch anything, I freak out.
Yeah.
Even if I have, you know, when, okay, so I went to Egypt, we did the whole snorkeling and scuba diving thing. I didn't scuba dive, but I even had a floaty around my waist that I brought from home. I brought on the trip with me because I knew I was going to freak out. And once I have my face in the water, I'm a little bit better, but I can't just... Being there floating freaks me out.
Yeah, the whole snorkel always gave me trouble. Like the idea of just breathing through and out of my mouth, in and out of my mouth through a snorkel, changed the way that I could function my muscles, so to speak. Like you have to actually change your functionality mm-hmm. while breathing differently like that.
Yeah.
I've never actually snorkeled though, like in a place where in an exotic location.
Yeah.
But if I know that when I do. I'm not going to do the snorkel. I'm going to do the free diving where I just have the goggles on. Mm-hmm. And because with flippers, I can go really, really, really fast, almost too fast, right?
They have these new masks that, so you know how it's usually just the goggles and then you have the thing that comes out of your mouth? Now they've got this thing where your entire face is encased and you just breathe naturally.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah. I bought that to go to Egypt because I was like, oh, I could do this so much.
So there is a breathing device, apparatus that comes out of it.
Out of the mask, but your entire face is encased.
Oh, I am in. I'll super glue it to the sides of my face so no water can get in. I could do that all day. That would be awesome. Because I just thought I would take a deep breath and then swim down in my flippers. Because I know I can swim almost all the way across a 25-yard pool with one breath with flippers.
Oh, okay.
And so,
that's quite impressive.
Well, it's just because I know how to swim. It's the technique wise, mm-hmm. and so I utilize that technique. But anyway, yeah, I always thought that would be super cool to go, you know, snorkeling like that. But now I know there's a full face mask,
and maybe you can just start shaving your entire body to go faster.
Hey, I tried that when I was younger, actually.
Oh God,
I did try to shave my because I was on the swim team, so I tried to shave my legs. You don't realize how long a leg is. Until you get about a quarter of the way through, and I was like,
hey,
what?
Hey, see, that's why I have had laser hair removal, and I'm hairless everywhere.
Well, that's what...
TMI, I know, but yeah.
But truth be told, shaving legs is no joke, and mm-hmm. I could never have done it regularly. Now, shaving my face, clearly I have a beard, so I don't have to do it as often. Erin Morris says that she shaves her face, so she went on like a little Twitter rant. Not a Twitter rant, but she was opening up about her skincare.
Okay.
And she was... opening it up for women to tell them what they feel about how they take care of their skin and stuff. And she said, all right, F it. I'm also going to tell you that I shave my face because I heard some celebrity say that it was good for exfoliation. So I started doing it and Marilyn Monroe did it too. So there.
Yeah, I do it, but I don't, it's not a razor for our legs. I mean, maybe she does. Maybe some girls do that. I have two different things. So I have one that's like electronic. And it's charged and it's got this blade and it won't cut your skin.
Made for women?
I mean, yes.
Was it like a Norelco men's shaver?
No, it's not like that. It's like this little, it's about 2 inches or 3 inches long.
I think I know what you're talking about now.
And so that's what the electric one, but the short, the non-electric one I have, I think it's technically for like bikini area, but I use that and just slough off skin and fuzz off my face.
Because it is exfoliation. It's just mm-hmm. skincare really at the end of the day. So is it different for women then than it is for dudes when you shave your hair and it grows back thicker and faster?
I don't think so. I don't think it grows back thicker and faster. I mean, this is now I'm revealing shit like Maren Morris, but I have noticed the older I get, I've started seeing little dark hairs like on my mustache and I'm like, oh my God.
Shave it.
I am, and I do, but then there's like those times where I didn't notice it. I'm like, oh sweet Jesus, I hope no one can see that, you know, but I have to, and not only that, but now I have a home laser hair removal thing that I bought on like Good Morning America Deals and Steals.
Wow.
So I bought it specifically for those moments where I was like, I needed a touch up or I had a place I wanted to get rid of hair and I didn't want somebody else to look at it, i.e. maybe my butt.
I have the old man hairs on my arms.
Oh, yeah.
Where they grow in this weird patch behind my arm. I'm like, what in the world? Like, it's never been there before.
Like right here?
Sometimes all of a sudden there's like 20 of them. I'm like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, huh? And then sometimes there'll be a really long one. I'm like, oh, that one just grew extra fast today. Great.
Yeah.
You know?
Just random.
So I used to get the laser hair removal on my back. I used to go to Ideal Image when I was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And I went through 3 treatments, I think. It takes 8 to 10 to make it forever.
Yeah.
So it still grows. It grows back now. For about 3 years, it didn't. Now it does.
Well, if you want, you can come over to the house and I'll laser hair remove your back.
Okay. That would be the closest we've ever been, Aaron.
That is true. That is true. Going back to the shaving of the face for chicks, it's, a lot of girls have the peach fuzz on their face. And so it helps out with getting rid of the peach fuzz. And it's really good because you can scrub your face all you want, but sometimes... that layer, it just helps also with absorbing moisturizer and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, that's a fun tutorial on skincare. Mm-hmm.
And shaving your mustache. Yeah. Being a woman.
Well, you know, the funny thing I was thinking about, because I posted the conversation on my Facebook page also, or I posted Mary Morris's tweet, and then a bunch of women kind of started chiming in, and I was glad that none of them started fighting with each other or arguing with each other, because I know anytime you get a group of women together, you know, talking about how to take care of yourself, you know, so I had this moment where I was like, am I really talking about the woman's body on my Facebook page? But then again, it's like Maren Morris. Then I started thinking, well, it's because I was raised by my mom that I just get along with women better than dudes usually. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm talking to, like, I used to sit there with my mom when she'd be playing spades with her girlfriends and stuff, and I would talk to all of them. So I grew up talking to my mom and her friends, which I believe is why my Facebook is what it is. Like, it looks like all my comment section sometimes could be my mom's friends or mm-hmm. just women that are moms, you know, that for whatever reason, I talk and relate to them, and they like to, you know, talk with me about things. And so I had like 30 comments of different women talking about skin products they use and stuff.
Did anybody else say they shaved their face? Because technically I think they call it like dermaplaning.
Yeah, I believe that was the term. So, and there's a lot of services that women offer where apparently there are ways to do it that might enhance it better this way or that way, or just different different styles or procedures.
There's,
you know,
the other thing that I do where it's basically you're stabbing yourself with
needles.
That's
not the microdermabrasion, is it?
No, that's like where they kind of like sandblast your face, if you will. This thing is like a little rolling pin, and it's got all these little needles on it, and you just like rub it around your face. And you would think it does. I mean, it doesn't really hurt, but it is more awkward than anything. And it's supposed to help build up the collagen or something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
And for that reason, I'm out. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I wash my face every day, and I think I'm just blessed.
Okay, wait. What do you wash your face with?
Water.
Just water.
Pretty much.
You're such a dude.
What?
God.
When I'm in the shower, I use soap.
Yeah, but what kind of soap?
Just the bar soap.
Exactly. What is with dudes not using real shit? I mean,
is that really a problem?
I mean, every guy I've ever met.
What's wrong with my skin? My skin is great.
Oh, God. Wait, can we?
I'm just saying, I have good skin. I got great skin. Like, I mean,
I'm not saying you don't have great skin. What I find interesting is, men will use bar soap. Some use just the freaking shampoo.
I put shampoo in my beard before.
Okay. Well, and I mean, it's face pubes. So, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it is where it is.
They always just use like bar soap or what was the other thing? Oh, old school Neutrogena bar.
Oh, yeah.
Like the tan.
Well, I had a bad experience growing up with face washes. So, the Clearasil commercials used mm-hmm. to be the best, okay? And I was convinced that I needed Clearasil. So I went to my mom and I was like, hey, can we get this Clearasil face wash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would make me break out every time. Every time I've ever used a face wash, I break out.
But it's so funny, though. Guys will only use the bar soap, and then they have like this overwhelming... I haven't looked that close
soap
to
scum on their face?
No, No, like, have you ever, I don't know, I haven't looked that close to your nose, but guys that I've been up that close with and I've looked at their nose, I'm like, damn, I want to squeeze the shit out of your nose because you have so many blackheads.
Oh, well.
Oh, God, it's like, you know, Dr. Pimple Popper. I just want to go in on it.
Yeah, that sounds like something my mom would say. This is probably TMI, but when I was a kid, my mom used to squeeze the blackheads out of my face. And so by... you know, I guess early childhood treatment. Every now and then I go ahead and go in there and take care of business and get things out. So I clean up my face. That's what I'm saying. Like I have.
So many guys don't.
I have facial maintenance. You know, I do take care of myself.
Do you use a nice moisturizer?
I don't need it. I have a great oil balance in my skin. I think it's because I'm Italian, honestly. I think that's the Italian roots coming in. And then my dad down the lineage there, they've got Native American and Spanish. So in reality, there is a lot of good skin, I think, in my lineage. Praise Jesus.
Coming up next on Country Not Country.
That's one great thing about Jimmy Fallon is he does still kind of like that Saturday Night Live aspect. So he'll do these skits with the celebrities on the show. And
that's my favorite part, too. Like first thing I thought was the rice wine with Blake Shelton.
Oh, God. I still say that. I'm like, rice wine. Can I get some rice wine?
But he is the best at creating those fun interactions with the stars. And I think that I believe that if a record label tried, they could probably take the Don't Speak version of country and people would like it. So let's
see. Okay, yeah, let's see.
Don't speak, I know. Coming up next on Country Not Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of great skin, because she's what, 50 something now?
Yeah, she's got to be.
Yeah, 50?
It's hard to believe because to me, Gwen Stefani is ageless.
Oh, for sure. And I was looking at her Instagram, was it today? She had this outfit that she's wearing on The Voice, and she's number one, got the tiniest little legs I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, but I want whatever it is. And her outfit was just this tiny, tiny little thing. Ah, she's just,
well, the
I think she's adorable.
I think it was a matter of time before Blake Shelton and her being together would all the way take her country, right? Because he already brought her into two of the duets, which they sound great.
And I think, isn't there a third song that they're on together on his album?
I do believe so.
Yeah.
And I think they sound great together.
Yeah.
And Blake is so country that he makes up for whatever she lacks.
And that's the thing. I don't know if she necessarily lacks anything. It's just she's got a very distinctive sound. No doubt when you hear a song, no doubt when you hear one of her songs, her voice, it's like, oh, that's Gwen Stefani. Like, it's so easy to recognize. But
so do you think I'm going to play one of her country songs. I think I have it queued up to where Don't Speak the Country version is going to play.
Oh, yeah. So this was the skit. She was on Jimmy Fallon the other night. And you know how that's one great thing about Jimmy Fallon is he does still kind of like that Saturday Night Live aspect. So he'll do these skits with the celebrities on the show. And
that's my favorite part, too. Like first thing I thought was the rice wine with Blake Shelton.
Oh, God. I still say that. I'm like, rice wine. Can I get some rice wine?
But he is the best at creating those fun interactions with the stars. And I think that I believe that if a record label tried, they could probably take the Don't Speak version of country and people would like it. So let's see.
Okay, yeah, let's see.
Don't speak, I know it's what you're saying. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me cause it hurts. Don't speak, I know what you're thinking. I don't need your reasons. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
I dig it.
is a little hokey. It definitely sounds old school, 60s, 70s country. But
and so Jimmy Fallon kind of did like a like the old TV shows, infomercials we talked about where
yeah,
it's like country
like
love.
Yeah, kind of like Time Life books or Time Life music, yeah.
So here's the next one, Spiderwebs.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm walking in the spiderwebs. So leave a message and I'll call you back. Oh, likely a story, but leave a message and I'll call you back. Cause it's on your phones. I scream.
By the way, I have heard that song, I don't know how many times over the years. I have never known that she was talking about, it's all your fault that I screened my phone calls. I just learned those were the lyrics.
I wondered if she changed the lyrics for some reason and that wasn't the real lyrics. Only part I remember, walking through the spider webs. Like, yeah. I just remember the hook. I don't remember the song.
Oh, see, I remember the part of like, I scream my phone calls, but I never paid attention maybe to that part before. And I'm like, well, I've learned something new today.
So do you want to listen to the last one too?
Oh yeah, right, Holla Back Girl, come on. She's also wearing like this super sparkly outfit and kind of looks like what Kacey Musgraves might wear.
Like, honestly, I think if you played those songs, they would work. Like, mm-hmm. If you played one of those, at least maybe, I think Holla Back Girl is a little too hokey and maybe Spider, you know, maybe Don't Speak was, but I think maybe the Spider Webs. But I believe if they really tried to produce it, that could go to radio. Could you imagine Gwen Stefani Don't Speak on country radio?
No. Well, maybe I could see that one for sure.
Why not?
Yeah. Did you see the end of the bit where they had Blake Shelton's?
Oh, Big Scott Country. No.
Yeah, and like the close up where he's got. He looks like.
Do they play music?
No, oh, okay. It's just a
like,
picture. But
like
it,
Blake Shelton goes pop or ska.
Well, he's got a green mohawk. I could totally hear some of her songs for sure. Look at how music is right now, and all of the crossovers.
That's what I was saying. You know, we touched on that last episode too, like Bruno Mars times Dan and Shay. You know, mm-hmm. Why not Gwen Stefani make a country remix? If it goes, it goes.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't, it doesn't. There's
exactly.
been worse. We also wanted to touch on voting, and then there was one other subject that we were going to talk on before we retrograde Mars and Mercury.
Mm,
I'm a big astrology nerd, so now let's real quick talk about Mars and Mercury retrograde, because you sent this to me as to why things are going crazy in 2020.
Typically, I know with like Mercury being in retrograde, if things seem off, electronics, communication, all of that is off.
So it happens every year.
Every year and several times a year.
So the scientific explanation is that it appears that the planets are reversing their rotation, and it's because they're further away from the sun. Mm-hmm. And so it just appears that way. I thought about this analogy. Have you ever been seeing a truck or a vehicle with nice rims driving, and it looks like the rims are going the opposite direction?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the science.
Okay. I don't know how it works, but I noticed it completely because with communication, you have to like double check all of your emails and all of that. And I am the worst at forgetting words. And the other day I sent a message to my best friend and I forgot the most important word. I said, I meant to say I'm not mad. And I forgot to put not.
That's the worst. I think I did something like that too, where I said something like, no, what it was is I was sending smiley faces and I accidentally put the throw up face and hit send. And I was like, I mean, I didn't mean the throw up face. I swear.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't mean that.
So when you were looking it up, what did you find?
That that Mars and Mercury are both in retrograde and
right
that
now.
Mars ends on election day.
No, Mercury.
Oh, Mercury. That's the
one. Yeah. And you know the other time that happened before? That it ended on election day?
Oh, don't tell me this. What is it?
It was the year that Bush and Gore. And that's the one
where...
Hanging
Chad.
Yeah. And that's the one where Gore won the popular vote, but Bush took office.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Speaking of taking office, have you voted?
I have not. I was actually, that was on the agenda today.
Well, so. If you go to Harris, do you already have a place?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. It's right down the street from
my
house.
All right, so I'm going to be honest. The last election, I could not vote because there was a discrepancy in my address, ID, voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't take care of the things ahead of time, so I wasn't able to vote. I did go vote this time. I made sure that I was, you know, way ahead of the curve. And HarrisVotes.com was so cool and so easy. I typed in my zip code. They showed me the wait time, the number of people in line, and everything.
Wow.
And I thought it was so amazing. I showed up, walked in. Put my little finger condom on.
Yeah, and I was, I even applied to be a poll worker and never heard back. But, I mean, they only had so many jobs.
From what I could see, they weren't super busy. Like, clearly there have been a great voter turnout, at least for Harris County we've seen. And the numbers across Texas, I think, are really great. But I was amazed at how few people there were. And everyone seems to say that it's super smooth, super easy, show up, mm-hmm. get in, get out. And I just hope, more people do it just so November 3rd isn't a shit fest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can we just for the love of God,
well,
get through
here's
this?
Here's the thing. It will be a shit fest no matter what, because one side or the other is going to be mad.
Well, and this is every election. Let's be real. Every election, there's turmoil, and then there's someone who's mad at the end.
I would say every election, because if you think about it, it's only been the last couple of elections where it's gotten so heated and so passionate. The days of, you know, when Clinton was running for office, that was like...
What's amazing is how the slam ads or the... Because back in the day, like a bad commercial on TV was, ooh, look at this TV commercial, you know?
So crazy. They were talking about this on Good Morning America. There is actually a race in Utah. The two guys that are running for governor... Democrat and Republican did a commercial together.
Really?
And saying that how they're supporting each other and they weren't going to do any attack ads, and that's their commercial.
Well, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
You know, if only more people could get along and join hands and respect one another like that, you
mm-hmm.
know. Either that or they're both on the same side and they're just pulling a big coup.
No, it was like, well, I think you should vote for me. Well, I think you should vote for me, but we're going to, yeah, and they were just, we're really cool together in the
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We would never see that in the presidential election.
Oh.
They are doing another debate, though, right? It's happening this week. Is it tonight?
So, tomorrow. Well, so it's Thursday, and the new thing is there's mute buttons.
Oh, I heard that. It's just in the mm-hmm. in their final remarks or their opening remark or at some point.
So when you, when they say, hey, Nick Russo, answer this question, you've got 2 minutes. The other mic's going to be muted, so there won't be any interruptions in your initial answer. Then they will
fight,
you know,
to the death. No,
yeah. So,
they're planning on sitting down, right? Kind of like Kamala Harris and Pence's. Is that some sort of partition?
I know. I saw something that Trump had to submit a COVID test before. The Biden people would know it free and clear.
Well, it's coming down to the time. It's going to, you know, November 3rd is right around the corner. So more than anything, I don't care who anybody votes for, to be honest with you. Like, I believe political opinions belong to a person and that's it. What happened?
I saw, here in Houston, we have beggars everywhere, right? And they always have, you know, it's like, oh, we'll work for money, whatever, or food, whatever. This guy said, give me a dollar or I'll vote for Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, you know what? He's creative.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And if he gets to the right corner of town, he might get a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, all right. Well, I think we covered everything for the first time in like 5 episodes.
Granted, we didn't get a dive deep into the Mercury retrograde, but just know, don't sign any big contracts
until
election day.
Well, the more we talked about it, the more I realized that I wasn't 100% sure. Like, I think we need to look into it a little more,
mm-hmm.
just so we can give some specific examples. Like, the one you said was great, like Bush and Gore election. Like, that was pretty woo.
And it ended on that day, too. So.
And, you know, so that's pretty gnarly. But anyways, episode 33.
Done.
That's right.
Never miss an episode of Country Not Country with Aaron Austin and Nick Russo. Make sure to download the Radio.com app and subscribe to this podcast. Country Not Country, a Radio.com podcast. Special thanks to executive producers Sarah Fraser and Chase Murphy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.